بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So let's dissect this eye again. I mean, this is becoming problematic. I'm growing, I'm existentially growing. It's through knowledge. I'm not sure how this knowledge is being granted. We'll come back to that, okay, but this I that I'm using, and I'm saying that I exit the reins of ignorance and I'm now aware and I have knowledge. This I, let's dissect this. If a second person was to tell me, can you just open up this I, what am I going to say? Or if I was to ask someone, okay, this me of yours, what is it? Will they say, well, it's these clothes and shoes? Is that me, my clothes? Is that the essence of what I am? Is that my identity? Well, of course not, because you take off your shoes, you take off your clothes, but you are you. I am I. The me is persisting. So then they'll ask me that, okay, what about the hair, your facial hair on your face, on your head? Is that you? Does the eye lie there? And I say no, because I trim my facial hair, I trim my hair on my head, but I still am, and I persist to be. So the eye isn't confined to the hair. I am. It used to be part of me, and now it's not. But I am I without it. And then someone may then say, is it the color of your skin? And I say, no. I mean, I may go to a very hot country, get a suntan, and my face becomes considerably altered in color, and I have a good tan, but still, I am I. It's nothing to do with the color of my skin. And then someone says, well, is it your physical hands and your legs? Is that you? And I say, no, I may have an accident. A limb may be amputated. But even after the operation, without the limb, I am I. The essence remains, even without the physical limbs. And then a person may say, okay, let's go in the inside organs and see if the eye can be traced inside the body. Is it the kidney, the liver? And even with those transplants, I say that even after the operation, the eye is the eye. I was Farukh then, I'm Farukh now. So it's nothing to do. My essence, my identity, is not related in the manner that you're asking questions. It's not related to any physical organ. It's another reality. It's not how you are depicting it. And then they even may say, well, is it the heart? Well, even heart transplants, even after the operation, be rest assured, I will say, I am Farukh. Now, with brain transplants, things may differ a bit, and I think we covered this before. And I tried to show that even with medical science, even after the brain transplant, although a set of data has altered, the essence of the pre-operation person is the same, the essence. The eye is the same, but that eye has been now given a new set of data. Not that the eye has altered. Otherwise, that eye who was lying on the bed before the brain was to be transplanted, the same people who were caring for it will still care for it after. The parents will still care for it afterwards. They won't deem it another person. But this new person doesn't have a new kidney function, new liver function, has new brain functions now. And that involves memory. That's the only difference. But the I is the same. I persist. And there's a very famous experiment, thought experiment, the floating man, which Avicenna first concocted, and then Descartes also copied it. There, it also shows that the I is something distinct and different, essentially, from any organ of the body, any physical part of the body, including the brain. And at the end of the day, some people give experiments such as when you are thinking about something, or focusing on something and become oblivious to every single part of your physical body. And they try to show that although the I, you're conscious of the I at that time, but you're oblivious to everything else, including your brain, they want to show that the immateriality of the soul, or that the I is it's different essence-wise to the physical body and can't be traced back to any part of the physical body, and therefore it's not physical. They show these kind of experiments, which it has elements of truth to it, but it may not be exact. For example, in dreams too, there may be, and the eye is still, you're conscious of the eye, but there's no brain function then. Or it's not as when you're awake. Or in near-death experiences, there's no brain function, but that you're conscious of the eye. Or in a coma where there's no brain function, but the person, when they recuperate, they reflect on things and say that I was somewhere, I did this, I did that. And these, you know, these are buttressing facts that have been documented in medicine, which also show that the identity of us can't be traced back to something physical, even the physical brain. Okay, so we keep on continuing and we don't really reach somewhere, because sometimes even it's our emotions that we're only conscious of and no physical part of the body. But that I, we can't trace it to anything physical. And this has to be discussed. I mean, what is to become of this I? I mean, do I exist then? And I say yes, of course. And that's a definite. No one's rejecting that. But it's other than the physical body. I mean, I exist, I'll give you that, but it can't be traced to any part of the physical body. And it's this identity, this entity, which I'm saying can't be traced to any part of the physical body, it's this that is growing with knowledge. Now, can I see it? No. Can I see it with a microscope, electron microscope? No, I can't. All I can do for now is label this reality, which I have semi-proven that it's not physical. I can label it with a term. Let's call it a soul, a spirit, or I, the first person singular. It doesn't matter. The label doesn't matter at this stage. But it's my identity, but I can't perceive it with these senses. But I'm conscious of it. And I know it's related to the physical body, but I know it's not the physical body, though. It's different from it, but it's not mutually exclusive to it. It's exclusive in attributes to it, but it's not totally exclusive to it. Is it inside the physical body? No. Is it outside the physical body? No. But there's a relationship. Is it in unity with the physical body? Maybe. I mean, there are some things which I suffer mentally, it has an effect on my physical body, or vice versa. If you were to tell me, is it in unity with the physical body? Yes, there's room here to open the degree and the nature of this relationship. And this deserves more questioning.